That's Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker on ABC Goldfields Esperance. Of course, we are coming to you live today from the main street of Leonora. And someone who knows Leonora particularly well is Bob Mazza. He's with me now. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us today. Now, tell us, when were you born in Leonora?
September the 7th, 1923.
So 1923, that's a long time ago. If my calculations are correct, you're 90 years young.
That's right.
So tell us, how long did you live in Leonora? Tell us about your early life.
No, I was born in Leonora, but I didn't live in Leonora. I lived in Gawler.
A proud Gawler boy?
Yeah, there's a big difference between Gawler and Leonora.
So tell us that difference.
Well, there's a keen competition between the two towns, whether it was football, cricket, tennis, whatever.
You know, so how long did you live in Gawler for?
Well, 40 years, really. It was my hometown, but in that 40 years, I spent 2 years in Kalgoorlie learning to be a butcher, and the person I worked for was Mr. George Gilbert, and he had a cutting cart. Would you know what a cutting cart is?
I don't. That was my next question. What is a cutting cart?
Well, it was like a travelling butcher. He went from customer to customer with his van, and he had the van set up. He had rails, and he had different joints of meat and sausages and whatever. Wow. And he had his corned beef in trays, and the ladies would come out with their plates, and they'd order whatever, you know,
select
they wanted,
meat,
and
yeah.
He would cut it up.
Wow.
There and then, yes.
So I'm interested in your early childhood. Like, you lived in Gawler for 40 years. What was the average day like for a child back then? What did you do?
Well, before I went to school, I spent most of my time my dad had a veggie garden. It's about a mile and a half east of the Leonora Cemetery, and I learned to tell the difference between a seedling of a cabbage or a cauliflower or whatever and a weed, and once we knew what weeds were, we had a job right from the age of, say, four or five, and they also ran a fair mob of goats and a few pigs, and in the winter time they would make Italian sausages.
So did you live in one of the older homes in Gawler, the Hessian tin homes?
Well, yes, it was an old boarding house. Actually, we moved around a fair bit. We moved from an old boarding house, which is behind the shop. The original house is still there, but the camps have disappeared. Then Mum and Dad had a boarding house between Petroni's and the shop. We lived there. We lived in a house where the shop is today. So we lived in the garden and three houses in Gawler itself.
So we obviously wouldn't have had any of the modern conveniences that we have today, or like we've got our fridges and our washing machines. What was the general domestic life like?
Oh, I don't know, but I know Mum, she had six sons.
Yes.
And, she had a lot, apart from working in the boarding house, she used to do all the washing by hand. Sheets, towels, you know, she had, might have had a dozen or so boarders in camps, and she used to boil all the linen and cotton in soapy water, boil it up, then they wring it out by hand and rinse it out in water. They had a little knob of blue Ricketts blue, they used to call it.
Yeah.
And out of the blue came the whitest of washes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then you'd hope you wouldn't drop it in the red dirt.
No. And then they'd have to hang the washing out on the line.
That would have been hard work. That would have been just about a full-time job on its own, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Because Mum, six boys, we were fairly hard, I suppose, on our clothing. I think all of us spent a lot of time up around the Sons of Gawler mine. That was our playground.
So what was school life like back then, Bob?
Well, I didn't like school in the earlier years. I only enjoyed school in the last few years. Different teachers, the last teacher we had, or I had, was really good.
Yeah.
So
the earlier teachers, were they a bit tough?
Oh, there's one teacher who was pretty tough, You'd get a spelling wrong. I couldn't tell the difference between P-E-A-C-E and P-I-E-C-E.
Yeah.
And the teachers would send you up to the big room, and Mr. Leader was the headmaster, and he'd knock on the door and he'd look at you and he'd come in, he'd give you a cut with a cane.
Yes.
I used to talk a lot. I still do.
After 90 years, I think you're allowed to.
And my best friend, Bill Carpenter, we'd be chatting in the classroom, and the teachers would send us up, and he'd give us a couple of cuts.
Yes, things are a bit different today.
Oh, my word.
So, Bob, what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
Oh, meeting up with old people. Most of my...
So a lot of your friends no longer with us? Yeah. But I'm sure you'll still meet up with a few that share some happy memories
mainly with their families. And I hope to meet a lot of their grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Yes. You'll give them a lot of memories to take away, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, yes.
Well, Bob, it's been beautiful talking to you this morning. All the very best for the weekend, and enjoy it.
Oh, I will, for sure.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
It's Bob Mazza there, who is a long-term resident of Leonora, born here way back in 1923. Here now is our last song from this week's Artist of the Week, Slim Dusty, Ghosts of the Golden Mile.